This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 8th, episode 1830, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a calling, tall pines are humming, 'cause Christmas time's coming.
That even sounds cold. So, it's funny because right as I'm about to start the show, I'm about to hit the button, Jamie goes, oh, wait. I got to go check for coyotes in eating my chickens. So were there any coyotes eating your chickens?
So I heard some squawking in my chicken coop because I face the coop from my office here. And I looked out and there was no coyote in my coop, but there was some major squawking going on. So I was nervous for a second. And it just turns out that they're fighting. So because we got some new chickens.
New chickens are never good.
So we were down to only 19, Glenn. And it was the herd was getting a little thin.
You had more saddle pads than chickens and you had to change it again?
Yes, yeah. Obviously. So my neighbor is moving and she had 5 big laying hens and they're like, do you want these chickens? I'm like, hell yeah. So of course I told them hell yeah. And I told Chad, oh, we didn't have anywhere to put them. I had to take them. They were going to die. You know, you have to give that like drama. But now I threw 5 hens in the chicken coop that, with an established brood, and pecking order is a real thing. And it comes from chickens because they beat the absolute hell out of each other.
Oh, they do. They'll kill each other. They kill each other. Yeah.
They like jump up and like shoot their talons at them.
The only thing in the animal world that kills each other more than chickens is us, is humans. I mean, chickens and humans. Yeah. They seem to hate each other. Well,
that's not how we roll here at Flyover Farm, okay? Peace on earth. So bitches better get along or they got to go. Sorry.
I forgot my laugh track.
Sorry. Forgot your ribs are still broken.
Yeah, they're still broken.
I'm not trying to be funny. It's just the way it is.
Damn chickens. It is true, though. We had ours, and you'd come out, you'd come out in the morning, and there'd be a dead chicken, because they pecked it to death.
Oh, I haven't had that. I'm not going to go check them again. I'll be right back.
All right.
You scared me now.
Jennifer, talk slow to do what's on today's show, so Jamie can go make sure there's no dead chickens.
No, it's quiet. They've already killed it.
Okay. It's dead. You can't do anything about it now.
It's already dead. That's right.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we are going freestyle extreme mountain trail freestyle. First up, auditor Biz Stam joins us to talk about competing in her very first mountain trail course. And then we're going to go to the source with Mark Bolender, who is the mad genius behind those beautiful trail courses you've been drooling over on YouTube. And you know you do it. And then wrapping things up with the same care and attention as Santa's top shelf elf, it's really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. I got a couple of happy birthdays today. First goes out to our listeners, Lisa Kelly, Ice Road Trucker Lisa Kelly up there in Alaska. Happy birthday, Lisa. And Shorty Tarpley over there in Texas, which is usually warm, but apparently some parts of Texas actually had snow this morning. So that was a little different for them. And then auditor Chelsea Sievers, congratulations on another birthday. Happy birthday to all of you guys. And I know there's probably a bunch more over the weekend. I'll try and catch those up on Monday. your turn.
Where's my baby Zara Winnie? You forgot it.
Oh, you know what? It's on some days, and then it's not on here.
Okay, now I can do my Daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie goes out to my... How many Daily Winnies have I given my husband for
about
being
1,000.
Just like the ultimate awesome person?
Well, wait a minute. Let me look. We're at episode number 1830, so you've probably given him 1,230.
The rest were to my vet.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You are on a roll here with this. Yeah.
I don't even want to talk to you about pink. I won't even tell you about baby mama right now. So husband gets the Daily Winnie because I got to go in his F-16 yesterday. He's actually a real pilot. I got to see him like drive around. I didn't see him fly, but I did see him drive around. So he's actually a real pilot.
So you sent us that picture. You sent Jennifer and I that picture because you knew I would just like freak out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the picture was of him and your husband in the front seat of the F-16, right? And then you in the back seat, all dressed up, looking all spiffy fighter pilot like. And you didn't say in the text to us that you weren't going to be airborne. So I was like freaking out. I was mad at you. I was happy for you. I was jealous. I was all of the emotions you can have in about 10 seconds.
Oh, well, it was really cool. So I didn't realize it was a full day of training to be able to sit in the back of an F-16.
And not even just drive around?
Yeah, drive around because if fire happens, you have to know what to do. I mean, it's crazy training for this whole event. So there was three other wives that got to ride around in the F-16s with their husbands, and it's called a spouse taxi ride. So basically, you do a full day of training, and then you go out to the jet with your husband, and you hop up, and they put you in the back, and they attach all the oxygens and all that kind of stuff, and they cruise around the runway. But then while you're cruising around, you go to the back, and then you simulate a takeoff. So they actually push power all the way down, and you go from 0 to 100 in 0.2 seconds. I mean, it was crazy.
Sit back in your seat.
Yes, I was going to say, it slammed me backwards into my seat. I didn't even realize how strong they were and how powerful they were. It was really cool. At one point when we were driving around, Chad goes, okay, we need to speed up a little bit. So you take the handle, because we can hear each other on radio. So he goes, you take the, whatever it's called, the thingy, and you put, he goes, push it forward
the
6
throttle?
Inches. The throttle. Thanks. That thing. That it's like a handle. He goes, you take that and push it forward 6 inches. And there's a jet right behind us that's following us. Well, I pushed it forward 6 inches. He goes, oh my God, okay, that's enough. I was like, you said 6 inches. He goes, I should have said 3. I was, apparently I blasted the jet with fuel and afterburner in the face. So I was totally that girl. And then of course he's like, do you want to do it again? I'm like, hell no, I got in trouble. I'm not doing that again. So it was really cool. And I took all these videos because while we were waiting, F-35s were going over us. And then I call it the bubble. They call it the canopy. I can see them coming over me. It was amazing. And I'm videoing everything. And he's like, yeah, you can't post those things. So I have some really awesome video to show you, Glenn, on my phone, but I could not share it.
How cool is that?
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
And it gives you, it's a good idea because it gives the spouses a little more appreciation for what your husbands actually do, right? I mean,
yeah,
a little bit more, anyway.
It's totally hot. I mean, my God. And then I got out of that jet and I was walking off the runway in the tarmac like I had just been to war. Like, yeah, I have my helmet in my hand. I've got my flight suit on. And then the worst part is I wore the flight suit to the thing. So then I have to go home in my flight suit, and I needed to go to the grocery store. So
did you go in your flight suit?
Grocery store,
oh, you look badass.
In a flight suit.
You looked badass.
Totally. People stare at me. They probably were like, poser, loser, what are you doing? And so
no,
I'm
they were thinking,
and
look
then,
at that hot pilot.
Yeah, right? I didn't know they made hot pilots like that. Yeah, right. And then I get a phone call from the lady who's got pink in her eyes. She's like, pink has something wrong with her eye. So I'm like, I'll be right there. So I drive, and I'm working on pink's eyeball in a flight suit. And these people are probably like, what a weird poser. She's wearing a flight suit, like dressing like her husband. What a loser. I didn't even explain
Please tell
it.
Me Pink had pink eye.
It's not pink eye. It's, okay. it's something going on. So she's on a bunch of meds. More vet bills.
Yeah, more just what you need.
Nice try. Okay, you're hilarious.
You know, okay, the jet thing, that's really cool. I mean, I'm sorry you didn't get to fly though. That'd have been extra cool.
Yeah, he said it was such a tease. Such a tease. But and he goes, we could take off. We could take off and we could fly. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, once.
And then he'd be fired and you wouldn't have an income anymore.
No.
Now he gets back. He was a year and then he goes back to commercials again, right? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah. So actually he retires in March.
Like retires or we still be reserves?
Like retires from the Air Force in March.
God, he's going to have mixed feelings about that, I bet.
I think physically he's ready because like horses flying and pulling all those G's and everything really has wrecks your body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he can't really turn his neck anymore. So I think he'll be happy with that. But yeah, I think he's really going to miss it, especially like,
well,
you know, they all
the
sit around in a bar
rush,
and
right?
drink and they just like a fighter pilot lifestyle and community.
Yeah, he's like been in a fraternity for the last 25 years, right? It's just been a big fraternity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what else I realized, too, is that those of us who have our equestrian first world problems and like to actually complain about our problems, we really don't matter. There are guys flying $60 million aircrafts over my head that are training to go and save the world. Okay, these people are doing stuff that actually matters. And I'm like, I just can't believe that my saddle pad shrunk in the wash. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like that's a real problem for me.
We won't mention Mo's name on the air, though.
No, we would never do that.
No, we
but
would
it's
do that
hilarious.
To Mo.
Oh, and I have your first world problems coming up today. So you guys submitted it. All the auditors, I always say, what's your first world problem for the weekend? They give it to me.
I thought it was cool last week. You went up to me because I thought last week one of our adventures before I actually broke my ribs was to go in some hot rods, and they took us out and took us from like 0 to 105 seconds in a GTO, and yours was better. I had a little more horsepower. So
yeah, it's just stuff that people just don't get to do. I mean, it's so cool. Gosh, yeah, my husband is so cool. I was like, you're kind of hot. You're super hot.
They renewed the vows in the cockpit yesterday.
Yeah, he comes home and he's all grumpy, and then he's got to clean stalls, and he's all complaining. And all. He's like, no other fighter pilot has to come home and clean stalls. It's ridiculous. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, you're too good for that. You should stop doing that.
All right, let's hear from KPP, and then we're coming back with our first guest. One of our auditors is going to join us about something cool she did.
You muck out his stall every day. You toss him hay and feed him his grain with just the right supplements mixed in. You adjust his blankets to keep him comfortable. And you always make sure he has enough fresh water. Before you ride, you brush off all the dirt and notice every bump or scratch. As you train, you feel every stride and notice each swivel of his ears as he listens to your aids. After you ride, you pause for a hug, because your relationship is what it's really all about. The feeling you get when you hug your horse is priceless. It's why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Nalox Advanced. Fight back against colic and digestive upset. Nalox Advanced provides a scientifically advanced blend of ingredients that work synergistically to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
All right.
Oh my gosh. That commercial every time.
I know.
Anytime they say the horse that matters to you matters to us, I'm like, I need to buy something on their website right now.
KPPUSA.com.
There you go. Perfect. Well, we've got Biz Stam to talk to us about her experience. I mean, something that you dream of doing, because I'll go to one of those outdoor stores and I'll see, you know, these beautiful sets and designs that they have in these outdoor stores, and it's, you know, for like fishermen or something. And I always see that. And then I see these mountain trail courses that remind me of that, but you can actually take a horse on it. And number one, not many horses could do that kind of stuff, but Biz did. And she's here to talk to us about it. Good morning, Biz.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Was that surreal to just, you walk up and you see that kind of course like that? Was it just surreal to even see that kind of construction?
It was really awesome. So the warm-up was directly in an arena directly adjacent to the actual trail course. And my horse caught a peek of the course from the warm-up, and he kind of looked and was like, what the heck is that? And so it was, before we went in, he kind of was like, I'm not so sure what we're doing. He's, for a little bit of background, he is mostly a dressage horse and has done a little bit of trail riding. And the National Mountain Trail Championship course is just a little bit less than an hour away from us, and they leave the course open for schooling after the competition. So I figured it would be a fun thing to go down and bring him to the course and maybe walk around in hand and try some of the obstacles. And so that's what we did.
Let's back up a little bit. Tell everybody what, if they haven't seen the pictures or haven't seen this, what is a mountain trail course?
So basically, what they try to do is simulate things you would find if you were riding through the mountains. So there are all kinds of banks. They build up the dirt in the arena. There are all kinds of trees and boulders, and there are bridges and water crossings and pretty much anything that you can think of that you'd find actually trail riding in the mountains, they have in the course. And there are, you know, step overs, logs and stuff to step over. And one of the bridges is actually pretty high. Like, you could ride underneath it and then also ride over it. So it's not just, you know, bridges on the ground, which they do have those too. There's a teeter-totter bridge, which I don't know if you'd find in the mountains, but it's also, I think, a good warm up for them before they go over the bridges that are crossing water or the bridge that.
It depends on how many volunteers were out there maintaining the bridges in the past two or three seasons, whether or not it's a teeter totter.
That's very true.
Now, so you've got this dressage horse. Is this your little Mustang, by the way?
Yeah, this is my little Mustang.
Oh, can they not just do everything? Oh my God. Okay. So you need to lead with that. Okay, Biz. He's a Mustang.
Yeah.
You've got this little Mustang. He does dressage and he's done a little bit of trail. And you're like, this sounds like a great idea. Let's take him on the most unbelievable trail course of all time. So
yeah.
How does one prepare for going to a trip like this? You're like, just put him in the trailer. Let's go.
So we had a lot of help. So I have a great group of women who ride mules that do dressage with me. And a lot of their mules are experienced trail horses. And so we went down with a group with all of the mules and my little Mustang and my older horse that one of my friends rode. And we got to use the mules as leads. So first in hand led him over following one of his mule buddies and then under saddle. And he, you know, had no problem following his buddies over all the obstacles. So I would definitely recommend, if you're going to do it, go down with, you know, some horses or mules and riders that are more experienced and have done the course before. And that, I think, was a big help.
So. I say starting doing anything with horses. If you have a nice, calm gelding that has kind of been there, done that, it makes life easier. Yep. You know, like,
definitely.
It's like those people that want to sell I would like to sell my really terrible, crazy, unbroke 7-year-old for like a really safe trail horse. Anybody want to trade? It's like, no,
right.
No, keep those really safe green trail horses because they come in handy for a situation like
definitely.
This.
Definitely.
So this is about an hour away. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, and the most experienced mule was the cutest thing ever, was ponying one of the women's granddaughters on her little Arab mare over everything. So not only was she, you know, leading us, but also ponying a small child on her pony over everything too. So that was pretty adorable.
So what were some of the obstacles on this course?
So I would say that the ones that I felt most proud of doing were the bridges that were either crossing a relatively high area where there was a bridge that actually went over a stream. And then they have a big almost like water complex, except it looks like an actual pond right in the middle of the arena that you can go in. We only got our front feet in that, but we did get in a little bit. And then the things that I think my horse Helix thought were the most fun were the banks and the step overs. And actually one of the tall bridges has a step over on it too, which he thought was really fun and interesting. But what I learned is basically they need to figure out their own way through it. And a lot of the horses that are good at doing this, it's like a puzzle to them. So you let them kind of have their head and they put their head down and, you know, feel around, and then they figure out their way through. And he thought it was so much fun to do that and to find his way through. And so after, you know, our first obstacle where he had to figure something out, he was kind of engaged and hooked and ready to go. So I thought that was a really neat thing.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like a movie set, this kind of course.
It does, and they have all of these neat backdrops. They have a big, I don't know, it's like a cloth with the Three Sisters Mountains on it in the backdrop, so it's really, really kind of neat, and it feels cool being there, never mind riding around on the course.
Did it make dressage seem like the most boring thing on the planet?
I was going to ask that, but I held off.
as most dressage riders are, I'm a little OCD, so I think I'm very happy to go back and perfect my circles.
Dang circles. So, man, they take so much out of you.
Yeah.
No, this is so cool. So are there competitions, and how do those work? Or do you know?
So I'm not so sure about the competitions. I haven't gotten the chance to go down and watch yet, but there, I know it is home to the National Mountain Trail competitions. And I think they judge based on each obstacle, but then there's also speed rounds.
Our next guest is kind of the expert at that. So we'll be talking to him about that.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
We'll just ask that guy. Yeah. So we got the newbie and then the pro is what you're
That's
saying.
That's right. We're leading up
exactly.
To the pro. Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's a Mount Trail Horse kind of show today. Well, that's really, really neat. And how cool was there any one thing that Helix was like, hell to the no?
So when we were not really, he didn't really say no to anything. He was not so sure about the man-made water at first. And when I was leading him through, there's a little tiny water crossing, just a little stream. And I stepped over and he kind of leapt over. And that was, I think, the most excited he got. And he does jump too. And so I don't know if maybe he just thought it was a jump and decided to jump over. But
these poor really, little Mustangs, you know, crossing waters. Thor's the same way. He's like, oh my God, that's going to kill me, but I'll drink it.
Yeah. But he, you know, he didn't hesitate. He just kind of jumped over. And so, yeah, he didn't really say no to anything. He seemed to really enjoy it. So maybe it makes dressage seem a little boring to him.
Not so much to me, though. He's like, oh my God, my life has changed. This is going to be amazing. Oh crap, more circles.
Yeah, never more mind. Circles. Get back to the ring. What's wrong with you, Mom?
Yeah.
Well, Biz, that is awesome. And we appreciate you being such a big part of our radiothon and our show and everything. It's always fun having you around, and we appreciate it. Anything coming up on the nations that you're working on? Writing?
Oh, I wrote an article about the mountain trail course that should be coming out. So.
Cool. Will that be on horsenation.com, Biz?
Yes, that will be on horsenation.com.
Okay, cool. Very good. Well, we hope you have a very happy holidays this year. And again,
I want to
just reiterate what Jamie said. You've been a big part of our radiothon since we started, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Biz. Keep it up. Keep doing something other than dressage. All right. I'm all for it.
Get back to you. You'll get your pee off. You'll get it, girl.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That's funny. I am so excited about all of the new things that are starting in the horse world.
Like what?
Like this, like the mountain horse and the trail horse and all, like mounted archery. All of these things are now, more and more people are starting to do things that they never did before, and they're becoming popular. So I'm just excited that there's new things coming out and people are doing them. the crazy cowboy races.
I hate to tell you that you can't drive on one of these courses. So you're going to have to start riding,
too. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit when Mark comes on, but he helped design Lim Palm's course, and we went over to Lim's Palm course, and you can go over there and rent an hour. So we brought the horses over and actually took Scooter and hand-walked him through it.
Cool.
But you're right. Hers is not wide enough. I'm sure they make them. You know, there's somewhere that somebody has a course that you can do.
Isn't that
what
a marathon course is or whatever?
Yeah, it's pretty much what a marathon, the obstacles are, right? But, this takes it even more to extreme. But it was kind of fun to take Scooter and walk him over everything, too. It was neat, and they're really unique.
If he said no on something, you just pick him up and take him across. Like,
let you try that with Scooter. You can pick him up and take him across. Let's hear from Horseware. It is wintertime. It's snowing everywhere and major storm coming across the country. Time for blankets, people. So I am here with Catherine in the Horseware booth, and I wanted to ask you, what is the most popular Horseware blanket? Everybody always wants to know what's the most popular of anything.
Specifically on the Rambo side of things, you're looking at the Wug medium weight. And the Wug is slightly different in terms of the cut and how it fits. So with a Wug or a high neck, it sits approximately one-third of the way up the neck. And the benefit of something like that, again, is it actually gives shelter on the colder temperatures for that neck muscle. And it sits more snug around the shoulders of the horse as well. So if you have an animal that's high-withered or narrower in front, it's a fantastic fit for that horse.
And it's 1,000 denier, right?
1,000 denier ballistic nylon. It's one of the toughest materials that you'll find out there. And horses that play together tend to find it very hard to actually get a grip of the material because their teeth nearly glides off the material. It's so tough.
I need that for my pony, who seems to get grabs on everything.
Mine needs it because your pony's doing the biting.
Well, this country has so many different variations in temperature, too. Does it come in different weights?
It does. It's available in a sheet, which has no fiber fill, and it's also available in a heavyweight, which is about the 400-gram fill. So you have various options. And with the weight options, we also have different colors so that you can tell straight away if you have multiple rugs within the one barn.
All the different weights are different colors.
Yeah, different colors.
Again, horse husband approved.
The one thing that is horse husband approved, and I really hate on all their blankets, I'm sorry, Horseware, is the funny little, I don't even know what you call them, that you snap in and you have to turn the thingy and you have to get it in there, and horse husbands hate those. What are they called?
The clips at the front. They used to be swivel, and now on the latest ones, they're actually non-swivel, so you don't have the option to actually turn them and get them facing the wrong way. So on something like this one, it's actually a non-swivel, so there's only the one option to close it.
And it's so easy.
It's so easy, yeah. And also with the Rambo one, you have a double set of Velcro at the front, so if you have any Houdinis, they find it practically impossible to actually get out of the rugs.
Well, look, you can't even open it, so that's really tough Velcro.
The other option I was going to say, or one of the features on this one, because you have a higher neck cut, the closure at the front of this has to allow for the room that they need when they graze. So we have a V-front closure on this particular one, so it actually allows extra room when the head goes down or for the chest, that it doesn't catch the horse in the front.
Very good. Where can people find it?
Horseware.com.
Horseware.com. And you can also find sizing charts and everything else you're going to need at horseware.com. And you can find Horseware also on Facebook. And everybody knows Horseware, Rambo, and Wugs and the whole thing. But you know what? You got holes in yours. Your horse is cold. It's time. Go get a new one. Do it today. It's not getting any warmer.
Last night was my first night of blanketing was last night.
What, would it get down to 60 in Arizona?
Listen, I have clipped horses, and it got down to like 43.
Oh, well,
and
that's
so
chilly.
They're clipped.
That counts. Chilly counts. We're supposed to be at 28 here in Ocala by the weekend, so that's pretty cold for Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cold for Florida. But let's continue the talk today about an exciting new sport out there that's really becoming popular called mountain trail. And there's also extreme mountain trail and competitive trail. And the guy who knows everything about this, his name is Mark Belender. He is a three-time national champion and one of the most popular and sought-after trainers in the country. He's written a book, The Guide to Mastering Mountain and Extreme Trail Riding. He's helped design courses. He's just the guy, the go-to guy for all of this. We just had one of our listeners, Biz Stam, on, who got to try it for the first time with her dressage horse. And that's what I love about this, is there's so many people trying different things now from other disciplines. So good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you have to be excited, too, that that people are trying new things. Look, we just had a listener on who took a dressage horse out to the course there in Oregon.
That is fun. My wife's has a 17-3 hand Hanoverian dressage horse that is fantastic at this discipline.
Are you, Mark, real quick, are you on a speaker? Because if you are, we'll need you to come off. It's pretty quiet.
I'm not on the speaker now.
There you go. That's much better. Now we can hear you. So, yeah, so she's using her Hanoverian to do it?
Yeah, 17-3. He's absolutely fantastic at it. And we just had last week a really high-end potential jumper come in just to learn the obstacles that create so much boldness and confidence in the horse. And so we started him on that right off. We've had some four-bar jumper Grand Prix horses come in that it really settles down some of these warm bloods that are so used to just arena work. And then their owners get hooked on this because it creates a partnership like I've never seen before.
Okay. And tell us about, let's start at the beginning. What is an extreme mountain trail course?
Well, we've pretty much gone away from the word extreme.
Okay.
That was kind of connected up with some other stuff that was going on. So the discipline itself now is just called mountain trail.
Okay.
It's a peer discipline that stands on its own. It has its own rules, guidelines, everything else, and association now.
So now...
mountain trail...
Yeah, go ahead.
Mountain trail is kind of a discipline that combines three-day eventing, the boldness and the confidence of that. Dressage, you need the precision and reining. You need the movement. It's a go-forward type of discipline. This is not arena trail. It's a go-forward, yet you need all the discipline and all the transitions with precision, as in no other discipline ever. I think that's what's catching the interest of a lot of people that have shown in either reiners or dressage, something that was precise, because this here has everything combined. The only difference here is transitions actually have a real meaning. For instance, we had an event rider in a clinic here recently, and she wanted to show how she could come cantaloping, and we call it a cantaloupe because it's not either Western or English, so we just call it cantaloupe. So she was cantaloping up to an obstacle called the crossbuck. And it's really critical that you walk through the crossbuck because it's a series of logs, crossways. But she didn't transition. She went blown through that obstacle, scared her to death. After that, she realized that she did not have her transitions down to what she needed. So in the dressage, if you miss a transition at letter E, you know, it's not a really big deal. You might have it might affect your score, but it doesn't affect your safety. Here, if you miss a transition, you might go flying over a 10-foot bank instead of walking down it. So it puts the fun back. It puts the horsemanship back. And it puts all breeds, all riding styles, for the first time ever, in the same class.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all breeds. Oh, to get all breeds and all disciplines. So you can do this in English tack, Western tack, dressage saddles, jump saddles, whatever.
Right. I had a meeting with the FEI over in Italy, and I said, it's neither English or Western. And the head judge says, well, what about stock seat and Spanish? So now it's Western, English, stock seat, and Spanish, all in the same class. And one class over in Italy recently of over 40 people, we had 21 different breeds in every riding style. Because if you think about it, and that's one thing that everyone was saying, how in the world can you put a 17-3 hand Hanoverian in a class and judge it alongside a little Peruvian gated horse or a little 14-2 quarter horse? How can you judge that?
Good question.
I said, it's actually very easy. It's very easy because let's say in level two, where you have to pick up the trot or gait between obstacles. There's a number of circles because it shows off the go forward. Or in level three, you are cantaloping between obstacles, or they have a higher gait for some of the horses. And once my wife, 17-3-hand Hanoverian, leaves that obstacle, it must maintain the same speed or a consistent cancan. The gait itself or the cantaloupe is not judged because this started out kind of for the recreational rider in its form to function, like on a real trail ride. You're not judging the quality of the cantaloupe. You're judging whether the horse maintains a nice, safe, consistent speed forward that's bold and confident and safe. And so as long as that 17-3-hand horse maintains that same speed till the next obstacle, or the little 14-2 quarter horse maintains the same speed, or the little Peruvian maintains the same gait, then that's a zero, which is correct. That means you had no fault. You had no deducts in your thing. And so it's not a timed event. There is a class that is timed. But as long as that horse shows off the proper speed and doesn't change, and you go, okay, and anyone can tell whether the horse changed speed or not. You don't have to have a judge's card. You don't have to know all kinds of things, even though all the judging on this, all the competitions or the shows has to be judged by a carded IMTCA judge. The average recreational rider can watch that horse go and say, yeah, it never changed speed. That's really nice. And if it's really nice and you are judging the cantaloupe, per se, you know, that they maintain the same speed, you can also get a wow. A wow is worth 1 point. When we first started the criteria for the judging, we thought this is going to be subjective because we tried to take out all the subjectiveness to the judging as possible. That's we strive to do our very best. Yet there's always a little bit of subjectivity to anything in life. But anyway, we thought this wow is going to be subjective. We found out if your gut feeling, if you just say, wow, don't even think about it, you are dead on every single time. And that's a plus. And it's turned out to be just a fun judging system. It's a positive-based judging system, yet it's very technical. And when you walk out of the show ring, you're not wondering, well, how did I score? You know how you scored. And that's the beauty of this, where it's very objectively judged. But it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. That average recreational rider is having fun. And a lot of people from the show world, they're back to having fun. And that's one thing we forgot in the horse world. If we're not having fun, why are we on their back?
So where are these places and how can we find them and go to them? I want to do this so bad with my little Mustang. I think he would just love it.
Oh, we have a lot of Mustangs. They're doing just fantastic. You can
It's their kind of terrain, right? I mean, it's the terrain they're used to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's their kind of terrain, yeah. Sometimes when they come to the swinging bridges or the rolling bridges, they're not always sure of the engineer of these obstacles. It was their type of terrain, though, I'll tell you that. But they pick it up very, very quickly. But you can find all the rules on IMTCA.org, the website, or go to Bullender Horse Park and follow it. And on Bullender Horse Park, it shows all the different courses that we have designed or that are approved on IMTCA. We actually have another book that just came out on building the courses, too, because I can't build them all. I'm trying to build as many as I can across the globe. We have a number now on the East Coast. We have more starting. The one in Palm City that will be reopening up that I built, I think, back in 2010, roughly, and then went through an ownership change. And these people, April Milner and her husband, Dave, they've brought this back, and it's doing it's just a beautiful course.
A quick question. Did you help with Lynn Palms, Mark? Did you help with Lynn Palms?
Yeah, I designed. Lynn Palms was the first one I designed and built. And that's a lower entry level mountain trail course.
It's fun. We've done that one
that I did.
Jennifer has ridden in competitions there.
Yeah.
And I brought my pony over. I have a little Hackney pony and we walked him through it. And it was just fun. I mean, it's just fun to do.
Yeah. Well, if you look on our website, you'll find out that was the first course outside of my own. Ours is the first permanent course in the world for just training and competition. The one that I built at Jack Peoples, which now is April Milliner, that's a little higher end course. It's going to have a few more obstacles that updated. And as the discipline has evolved, the obstacles have evolved. And we're now probably on our fourth generation of upgrades on the obstacles themselves, on the engineering, and on the plans, the blueprints. We actually send out all around the world. They're in metric and imperial. We send them all over the world so people actually have safe obstacles. You know, because everyone looks on the web these days and they see all these obstacles and they say, I can build that. But they don't realize what's underneath the obstacle to keep them safe. So to say, for instance, Lynn Palms Bridge, the big bridge that you have there, that is the first generation. The basic is still the same, but some of the engineering has changed slightly and upgraded, et cetera, go from there.
Now, well, I got to tell you, my wife's horse hated that bridge. Just saying, didn't like that bridge much at all.
Well, actually, it's very easy to train how to do it.
Yeah, and she did work on it. And, you know, it's nice when you have a course nearby that you can actually go play with it. You know, that is kind of nice. But you're right. The day we were there for the competition, there were all different kinds of horses. I mean, it did matter, English, Western. That's one of the reasons I really like this is it is a crossover. And you guys got so much publicity with the videos that came out a couple of years ago about your course. They just went so viral. And that had to have helped you back then. Is those viral videos?
Oh, everything helps. You know, we understand the social media, all of that helps great. There's been millions of views now. The one little video itself had, 1.4 million views?
Yeah, that's a lot.
So all of that helps.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, and we work it. We have to build a new discipline globally. Everything is important. I was going to tell you, then at Trailwinds Horse Park there in Florida with April Tailwinds, that's going to have the rolling bridges and the new suspension bridges. The suspension bridge that you've probably seen on some of the videos actually moves, but in the West Coast here, in the Pacific Northwest, we actually have those on some real trails. And they're a nightmare for people that have never trained to walk across a swinging bridge with a horse. And there's been a number of...
I don't like walking across a swinging bridge without a horse. I'm just saying. let alone with a horse.
Well, actually, we've had 3 18 two-hand horses, and those are good-sized horses. When you watch one of them walk up to the swinging bridge, do a 360 like it's not there and walk on by... And these were hot horses. You realize the magic of the obstacles on how it deals with horsemanship and how it deals with boldness and confidence. And I think that's what people are getting hooked on. And even these little Mustangs, and I've judged some of the Mustang makeovers, this here changes these horses forever. But not only does it change the horses, it changes the people's perception of really what the horse can do. And often the greatest limiting factor I have for a horse in the clinics is the person. Because I know that a horse can walk across the balance beam. As a matter of fact, this 3-year-old warm blood, 6-figure horse that just came in, it took me 1 minute to teach it to walk across the balance beam. It took me 1 minute and 20 seconds to teach it to walk across the swinging bridge. And the part of the reason for that is what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, this is what the horse is capable of. This is what the horse is going to do. And so let's do it. And the horse reads you, and the horse's ability to read us is far superior to our ability to read the horse. And I can show you how instinct has a, excuse me, a big factor in that. And instinct is a different type of intelligence than what you and I have, but it enables a certain behavior beyond our comprehension. But we can't deny it because we can see it in the world around us. And I first discovered that helping Lynn Palm with a clinic on her course that I built for her. I noticed all the horses came to a certain obstacle and they exhibited the same behavior, which caused the same reaction from the human. And I got to thinking about that. Well, all kinds of breeds, and some of these horses were dumber than stumps and others were very, very intelligent, but they all exhibited the same behavior. So I got thinking, well, that's not intelligence, that's the instinct. So we learned how instinct and intelligence are very different, where we connect them is what we call learned behavior. And so certain instincts will override other instincts, and the instinct to please those they see above in their world, and I'm not going to judge their world, will override the fear of the unknown. And so if that horse is convinced that you are their leader, their alpha mare, they know that you'll die protecting them, but that instinct to please you will override their fear of the unknown. And I can show that over and over and over around the globe. And so it's fascinating on what mountain trail does to their horse. But then when the rider sees that, for instance, we have a little jump up here. Well, we have a number of jump ups here at Bullinger Horse Park. One of them is 4 feet. And the horses are expected to hop up there 4 feet on a standstill. You know what? Even the little horses, they all hop up. It's ironic. People that come in with the warm bloods or the jumpers, you know, they look at me and say, my horse can't do that. I said, let me have your horse. Because as long as you think that horse can't do that, that horse will not do that, because they can read you. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'll take the horse, look at it, and it hops right up. What's the different factor here? The factor is I have no doubt that that horse can do it. I have no doubt.
Yeah, you have the confidence.
Trust the balance beam. They all do.
Well, Mark, we've run out of time.
So that horse reads you.
We've run out of time, believe it or not. And
okay.
But you know what? People can get your book. They can find all the information. Where do they go to? What's the best place to go?
They can go to BullinderHorsePark.com. They can see us on Facebook. They can just Google Mark Bullinder or Bullinder Horse Park. My wife and I will make sure everything's out. The books are going actually well, and the DVDs are going out very well right now.
So that's BullinderHorsePark.com. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you stopping by, and good luck with it.
Okay, thank you much, and bye-bye.
So you're ready to take which Zeus out? Zeus had just he'd crush the course, literally flatten it.
He'd
eat it. He'd run everything over.
You know, it's funny. We as much of a pain in the butt as he is to manage, he will. I can think something at this point, and he'll do it. So where I was working on stepping across poles, teaching a student how to leg yield, and you put the pole and you like go from one end to the other. Oh my gosh, he's so good at it. I just think he'd be really, really good at this. Plus, he really hates dressage. Like, I mean, hates it. So anything I can do to not do dressage with him. I pole bended him the other day at my neighbor's course, and this makes sense to me. This is something that has a purpose. We're trying to run fast and dodge things. He got that. 20-meter circles. He's like, are you freaking kidding me? There's no purpose to this.
You know, I think he would do great in one of these. I really do.
Yeah, I think so,
And his mind would like it, you know, because it is. And they're really cool looking. I mean, the ones that Mark designs are just, you've all seen the video. I guarantee you've seen the videos of his courses, because they truly went viral a year or two ago.
And the thing is, the problem is the closest one is in Nevada. So
yeah, well, there's a road trip. Yeah. Build one in your backyard. Well, you're moving to Oklahoma. You could build one.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to spend my money on. Not a cross country course.
No,
I'm gonna build a trail
your horse
course.
Doesn't like that anyway. So just build a trail course.
He likes cross country. Just don't build a dressage.
Yeah, just don't build a ring. Yeah, you don't need one of those. You know, the other day on Wednesday, I posted in the auditor room about what was the one thing that was truly the top of everybody's holiday wish list, and a bunch of them said the same thing, and it was the Ovation Country Boots. And I don't blame you. I mean, if you're going to want something that's at the top of your wish list, especially this year with the weather getting really bad across the country, you want an Ovation Country Boot. They have so many different styles of country boots, too. And you all know what we're talking about. They're the tall ones, and they're usually I'll mention their competition. They're Dewberry, only a lot less. And they're really cool looking.
I wear mine all the time, like all winter. I go out there, I ride in them. I don't put on half chaps
in
the winter. I just put them on. Yeah.
Yeah, you can, because the toe box is narrow enough to get in the stirrup. So yeah, you can do that. Some of them aren't. You know, some of the brands, you can't get it in the stirrup. But these you can. I wore it the other day when we had 8 inches of rain. I was out in a puddle that was a foot deep. I was sloshing through it, and my socks were not even damp. Everything else was soaked from the rain, but my socks were dry. Yeah, these they have different colors of boot. They have green ones and blue ones and the brown ones that you're the more traditional. They have shorter ones. So if you're looking for something that doesn't come up to the knee and you want the shorter one, they have that as well. They have all bunch of different sizes and styles. Go over to ovationriding.com, click on the boot section, and you'll see all of their different boots. They also have the Ovation Blizzard winter boots. If you need something that you probably can't ride in those, the toe box is a little wider, but you definitely can crawl around in snowbanks in those puppies. So check them out. OvationRiding.com. Get yours today. Now, speaking of things to buy, it is Christmas time. And on Wednesday, we talked about a couple of our listeners that I knew about that made stuff themselves and sold it. And I said, let's let Jamie know about some other things. And people did. We have apparently a very talented audience.
We do. So we had them say, post or email me what they do. And Jill Ekus does brow bands, blingy, beautiful, like not just silver. She puts stones in them and everything. They're really beautiful. Etsy.com. And the name of the shop is Horse on the Verge. And then Megan Aline, she's the one who's made my hat, the Geld, that stuff hat that I have. And then I
that
also
Jamie
bought
wears
a shirt.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. and then I bought a shirt for her for my dressage friend. And it's like this cool teal shirt. It's got like sparkles on it. And it's the slogan is on it. It says, dressage, shoulders like a queen, hips like a whore. So I just took a drink
of water and just about spit it all over the
Don't drink.
Oh, God.
Don't laugh. Yeah, I love that shirt. And so I sent it to her. She got it for Christmas last year.
My side hurts and my keyboard is all wet.
But then she does bridal tags, wine glasses, all this stuff. And her Etsy shop is called Two Line Jump. Melody Hollis has Calliope Quilts on Etsy. It's Etsy.com and the shop is Calliope Quilts.
And she sells all kinds of handmade stuff. And Melody lives on a farm in the country in Kentucky. And she is a throwback to the 30s or 40s. She just loves living in the country. She's a good cook. We've known her for years and she makes all this really cool stuff, quilts and things, and you can find them there.
Cool. I didn't know
we've known Melody for probably 6-7 years. Yeah.
I didn't know. I was going to say, I didn't know you went to her house and ate all her food and then left.
No, I only know that because she posts all these pictures of all this canned stuff and homemade stuff. And yeah, makes me hungry every time I look at her page.
Cool. Ann Svensson, our Swedish auditor, actually does art. And you can find that at annsvensson.com. ANNESVENSSON.com. Beautiful art. Chantel Williams does patterned polos. You can find them on Patterned Polos on Facebook. Laura Berry, she does portrait stall signs, and they're really cool, but you have to just message her on Facebook. Laura Berry, she's, again, an auditor. Lindsay Roush, she does paracord horse tack. Like, if you need a pair of reins, like, I wanted some extra long reins because I like to walk my horses and sit on them while I walk them and let them graze. So I was like, I need some extra long reins. So she made them and they're awesome. So I can just sit there and let them graze, which is really cool. You can just find her on her own Facebook page. April Hardiman makes beaded earrings. And she also does a really cool beading stuff. And it's April Hardiman. And she also does Mustang freeze brands that are my keychain now. Oh, wait, that was me. She made me a Mustang keychain for Zeus, like the freeze brand, and beaded. Ah, it's so cool.
So you just took a picture and she made it?
Actually, she stole the picture off his Facebook page and made it and surprised me with it.
Oh,
it was awesome.
That's cool.
Desiree, of course, Johnson does the smooth stride riding jeans. She makes those jeans. Rachel Rosenthal says that she makes questionable decisions and then tries to sell herself as super cool online. So she sells online too.
Okay, stop laughing.
And then Kendra Gale, she is our mini miniature horsemanship at gmail.com is her message. And she has miniature classes that she sells, online courses. And actually, if you use the coupon code HRN, she'll give you half off, 50% off. HRN. So
good for you, Gale.
Again. Yeah. So just to go to miniaturehorsemanship@gmail.com. It's got a classroom address, but you can just find her there. But again, miniature horsemanship classes on care and training. I need that to.
We have a lot of our listeners have minis, more than I thought. There's a lot of minis out there.
That's really cool. Well, she's the mini expert in the family. So there you go. That's you guys are so talented. I feel like I need to start making stuff and selling it. But
ours wouldn't be as good, and we wouldn't sell any. So there's that.
No. Do you know what is taking off here is funny? It is a painted rocks. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah, and that's been around for a couple of years. We went to the craft fair here recently, and there was tons of painted rocks.
This is what they do with them here. You paint rocks, and you go to parks or any parking lots or anywhere, and you set the rock out. And then somebody finds it on the back. It'll say, you know, like the group around here is called Surprise Rocks. And you go to the Facebook page, Surprise Rocks. Surprise is a little town where there's a big park. And so Lucas and I, and along with my friend Rhonda and Sakura, the one that rides with Lucas, we've painted a bunch of rocks, and you go out and you like hunt rocks and then you leave rocks. And so we've been finding rocks. And so I have been painting rocks to go set out for people to find. It's just like a kind of make people happy kind of thing. And
so it's like geocaching for painted rocks.
Yes, exactly. But there's no technical anything. You just walk around and go, hey, there's a rock that's painted. So you're going to find it. It's really cool, and it makes people happy, and the kids love it.
I'll be honest. You've gone around and you've looked at some of the rocks and you went, well, this is really good, and I have to leave mine here for the next person.
No. What I've realized is that all mine are terrible, and Lucas actually paints rocks better than me. So, yeah, there's that. It's kind of fun.
So you know what that sounds like?
What? First world problem. How are you going to handle this with your busted ribs?
I don't know, and I'm going to probably go on mute here.
You'll have to leave the room.
Jennifer, really bad ads. That's
true. You're in trouble. Our first world problems, first world equestrian problems are submitted by our listeners and auditors who, you know, I do have to edit some, but let me just go ahead and say that if you have an equestrian problem, it's first world. Like, let's just go out and throw that out there. All right. So going down the list of submitted first world problems, I didn't get to all of them. Danny says that today, hold on. Today we had to go buy my fiance a new truck, but we had to get a Chevy Colorado instead of a truck that can pull horses because he works downtown. Why get a truck?
Yeah. Why bother?
That doesn't. Yes. Get a freaking Prius or something. Carly says, in the same vein, my husband traded in my Challenger for his new Audi. So now I have to drive the F-150 King Ranch until I get my new Ram 2500 Laramie.
Okay. Lisa says, there was $150,000 worth of trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And car. Double that with the cars. So. Lisa says, I can't decide which of my horse's two blankets should be the bottom layer and which should be the top, the gray and navy or the black with the teal. And should I take the removable hood of the top layer and leave it on gray, black, on, off, so hard? Sandy says, Jamie got to ride in her husband's Air Force fighter jet, and all I get to ride in was my husband's Nissan to go to my thoroughbred and imported Tricaner.
Oh, God.
Terry says, Jennifer, are you there? Help Glenn. We can't hear you.
Do you need me to come in there, Glenn?
I think you need some.
I'm fine. I'm making it.
Terry says, so I have to go to Poland with my husband, and there's going to be lots of horses that I can see, but I can't ride them because, quote, good God, Terry, can you please not make everything about horses? We've all heard that. Alexis says, I want a gift certificate from Horse Lovers during Radiothon, but I don't need anything.
Well, give it away as a gift.
No. Keep that. You want it. Fair
keep
and square.
That, they keep.
Yeah, they right? keep.
Keep.
Yeah.
Shelf life.
That's right.
Kayla says, my Muck Boot Company boots are so warm, but I can't ride in them because they won't fit in my stirrups, so I have to ride in my paddock boots and my feet get cold.
I think you need a country boot on your list. You need a country boot from Ovation. Yep, solve that problem.
Go ahead and take Alexis's gift certificate.
Yeah, that's right.
Jessica says, this is just funny. It's like the girl who goes to the costume party. That's not a costume party, but she's like dressed like Bridget Jones, you know, mm-hmm. then the bunny costume. So I'm not on social media enough, and I didn't know the John Mayer concert had been canceled because he had his appendix out. So we showed up, and the stadium was closed.
We've done that. It was years ago before social media, but we got to the stadium. It was like, oh, no concert tonight. It's like, we just drove 2 hours.
You should turn on the radio on the way there. And I'm like, hey, all you guys going to John Mayer, turn around.
Yeah.
She did say that she had to go to a fancy restaurant for dinner.
Oh, well, that was tough.
Robin says, I hate it when my pony is so friendly that he forgets about my own personal space. The client whose horse is trying to kick her all the time, and here you are complaining about him. Matthew says, I get a horse on a free lease, but now I have to buy all new tack because she's 16 hands. Ellen,
wow, we had a lot of complaints this week.
Oh, it keeps going, and I took out probably 15 for time. Tell me if we're running out of time.
Yeah, one more.
But
do one more.
Oh no, I can't do one more. Okay. I'll do a couple more. Don't limit me.
Okay, sorry.
Ellen says,
okay, wait a minute. Didn't she just say, "Tell me if we're running out of time"? And I said, "Do one more," and then I get, "Don't limit me." Are you my second wife? Really?
Listen. I want you to think that you matter on the show a little bit, but like you don't. Jen and I are in charge.
This is a story of a horse husband's life right there. That whole paragraph was our life right there.
Ellen, it's my birthday Sunday, and I don't know whether to stay in New York City to celebrate or go up to my country home and ride my horse and celebrate up there. God, it's such a problem. Charlotte says, I have to decide which golf cart I want to use to clean my pastures because it's so tough when you have two.
Charlotte, okay. By the way, I know you're listening. We'll see you at lunch today.
Kimberly says, I have a bunch of parties to attend, but every time I consider getting something new to wear, all I think is I'd rather have new breeches. and then
Jennifer. Yep. Let's not do that because I can get this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, girl. And then where's Mo's? We got to finish with Mo's. She says, I can't even. My brother helped me by putting my half pad in the dryer, but now it's too small. So I just got a new saddle and I can't use this drunken thing. So now I need to buy a new one, but there's too many to choose from. I'm pouring a little out for all you girls and guys that are having these first world equestrian problems. And again, cheers. May all your 2018 problems be first world equestrian problems.
And can I just say that my ribs hate you all?
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for really bad ads, and we'll see if I survive this. We have a couple of great prizes coming up and a brand new sponsor for really bad ads this month. Stateline Tack is offering a limited edition version of their Heart to Horse Box. Now, for those that aren't familiar with what they are, the Heart to Horse Box is that monthly box you get that's kind of like my, you know, everybody covets getting Glenn's box of crap. And we do that as prizes occasionally, and it's all the stuff that comes out of my closet I don't want anymore. And I send it off to you so you cannot want it anymore. But that's not the way it is here. This is actually stuff you want. This is actually stuff you can use for your horse or for yourself. It's clothing and all different kinds of things. Well, they're offering a limited edition version for this holiday season of the Heart to Horse Box. And I know a lot of our listeners get this. In partnership with Noble Outfitters, they've put together a box filled to the brim with great products that will make any equestrian happy. The retail value, get this, Jamie, the retail value of the special box is $139. You can buy it for $49.95. So Whoa. You'll save $90 on this box. And they even tell you what's in it. So this isn't a mystery box like the other. You'll know what you're getting for your friends. So if you're looking for a gift or that person has everything, then this is probably a good box for you because it's very generic. It has their perfect fit boot socks, which Jamie was really coveting the other day. Because I actually do have
they
a footbed.
Have those?
Yep. It has the Dakota fleece gloves, which are really nice for this time of year. It has the Bud Jr. hoof pick. It has the trucker's hat that you've all seen at the tack shops, the leather keychain. It has their mini duffel bag. And if you haven't seen the Noble Outfitters mini duffel bag, these are really nice. We use their other bags. I actually use their backpack. The all-purpose biosecurity, the odor spray, the wound care spray, and the odor stop. And they also have the wash concentrate in there. So it's $139 value that you're buying for $49.95. And you can head over to right now. We'll put the link. Jennifer, go ahead and put it on Facebook. But go to search Stateline Tack Limited Edition Holiday Heart to Horse Box. I can't say that. And you'll find it there. It's the Noble Outfitters one, and it is the limited edition just for this holiday season. And I got to tell you, for the future, they've sold out of their Heart to Horse Boxes for their general ones. They've sold out for December because you can buy these and have them shipped every month. And I know a lot of our listeners get these every month. It's kind of a surprise what you get. They actually sent me one. And I had it right here. So I'm not going to tell you what's in this one that they sent. This was November's Heart to Horse Box. And by the way, you're going to want what's in it. I had to drag it away from Jennifer, so I told her she couldn't have it. We're going to give this away as an additional prize. So what we have for prizes for this month in December, talk about Christmas time. This is Christmas time. I have the Heart to Horse Box that they sent me in November. And then we're giving away two of the Noble Outfitters Heart to Horse Boxes that I just talked about. So we have three of the Heart to Horse Boxes that we're giving away. Plus, that's not all. We're going to give away, the other day I talked about the Heidi Horse Heart shirts that one of our listeners' daughters makes, and it's all the different kinds of horses in a pattern that makes a heart on the shirt, and they're for sale at Amazon. We're going to give two of those away this month as well. So we have a whole bunch of stuff for you, and we really want you to check out, I think the Noble Outfitters Heart to Horse Box is a great gift idea. You don't even have to think about it. Anybody can use all the stuff that's in here. So go to statelinetack.com, and we will have a link for you directly to the Heart to Horse Box on our Facebook page and also in our show notes. And thank you to Stateline Tack for that. So we're giving away a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I want all of it. So
all right,
put me on the list.
I'll put you on the list. All right, you have to submit an ad, though, in order to win.
Yeah.
All right. Julie. Well,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Julie's starting the day off today. She's helping us out. And by the way, if you read your own ad and send it in, you get two entries every month. We take everybody that submitted an ad, whether you make it to the air or not, your entries are put in a pot. We draw names at the end of the month, and that's who wins. And this is Julie DeYoungs.
This is Julie DeYoung submitting a really bad ad from a Kansas Horse Classifieds Facebook group. Looking for an in-touched or at least halter-broke 2 to 4 year old stud or gelding. Do not need papers. Heck, I don't care what they look like, to be honest. Long as they ain't a bag of bones, I'll be fine with it. And cheap. Nothing over $250. And don't be afraid to offer me anything. Worst I can say is no. After someone suggested in the comments that he should go to a local horse sale, he responded, "No, don't need no sale. They will F you on everything they can. Just need a few pukes people ain't got time or a mind for. Nothing fancy." In his defense, it looks like he works for a ranch, so maybe he's just looking for something to ride the heck out of, but still.
Thank you, Julie.
Terrible ad.
Oh, I have a news update. We have an address that you can go to now for the Heart to Horse box to go directly there. They just did this. This is quick. StatelineTack.com/HRN. StatelineTack.com/HRN will take you directly to the box. And go ahead and post that one on Facebook, Jennifer. So that was our news update. Your turn.
I wanted to comment about the other one, but that was just a really terrible bad ad. Thank
yeah,
you, Julie.
I don't know what to say about it. It was sad is what it was.
Sad. Okay, Krista sent in the next one. Northwest Horse Tack Swap for on Facebook. So this is, do you have a pony or mini that you swear is the incarnate of Satan? Then this small size.
Not me.
Stop.
Wait a minute. Are you selling Scooter, Jennifer? Did you put an ad up?
Just listen, it's okay. For tack. Oh. This small size quick stop hackamore might be just what you need. Small size head stall and noseband for the perfect noseband for the perfect of that concentrated evil you call a pony. Perfect bright orange color, reins, and brow band, so innocent bystanders know to clear a path as you and Beelzebub prance by while he's plotting how to best befoul your training intentions. Split reins with the leather popper butt spanker ends great for diverting his attention from conspiring against you to the task at hand. Now for the nitty gritty. No, I really don't condone pony abuse, but obviously this caught your attention. And yes, the bridle really is for sale and I have no use for it. Use it, gift it, hang it in the wall of your living room. Use it as kindling in your wood stove when the next cold snap catches like you short on fat wood. I don't care. I need the money more than it and all its orange awesomeness, $40.
All right. The next one, Betsy.
I'm trying to figure out, is that one of those annoying ones that's actually selling a pony?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think she actually is just trying to sell.
And this
sell
next
the,
one's actually trying to sell.
Leather popper butt spanker.
Ooh.
This one, next one, you know how we have a really
in
bad.
In that vein, real quick, do yeah. not on Amazon.com go and look at reviews for crops.
Oh, yes.
Do not.
And to be honest, I wouldn't search for leather popper butt spanker either. That probably wouldn't be good.
No, don't Google that. No. And again, like one of those like suggestions came up on my Facebook, like I'm going to buy a whip, but it comes up and I click on it. I'm like, I have to see this. So it comes up and it's like a $24 crop. Ah, I can't even repeat what the reviews were.
It wasn't on a tack store, was it?
It was a tech store.
Oh.
Sadly, the reviews were not from people using it for tech.
I've told you before, when we had our tech shop, we used to ship a lot out for that purpose, and they
I
would...
I didn't believe you.
No, they would buy literally 30 of them at a time, and they'd want them for a party. We had to ship them overnight.
Oh, my God.
And guess where they lived? Atlanta. Betsy,
I didn't go to those parties.
I never asked because I really didn't want to know. Betsy sent this in. You know how we have really bad trailers every week? Well, this is a really bad lawnmower. A really bad lawnmower. Wheel Horse, $50. Wheel Horse Lawn Tractor, good condition. Good restoration project or to part out.
There's no parts in it.
There's no parts left. It is the shell of a wheel horse. It has no engine. It has no wheels. It's sitting on the ground. They've taken the seat off. It has no seat. There's no gas tank. There's nothing. I don't know what you're going to part out. There's nothing to part out here. But you
know what?
It.
Here's the thing. You pay me $50 and I still won't take it.
And does anybody really restore lawn tractors? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's not even an engine.
No, there's nothing.
There's no seat. There's nothing. There's just nothing. No, weird. Post that on Facebook.
Yeah, you have to post that one, Jennifer. That
was fantastic. You have the next one, too.
Ann sent this one in. A gray quarter horse, $2,200. That's way over our budget. I have an 11-year-old gray mare for sale with papers. She is broke to ride, good with kids, and grandma's stand for farrier has done many trail rides and parades with sometimes sit back on a rope while tied, but that's only bad vice. Letting her go ain't got time to ride prices twice. $2,200. I should not have taken that one because there was no punctuation.
That one?
And
it
I have
has
no ribs.
Punctuation.
And I have no ribs. And that was very difficult to do, to be honest.
Oh, you poor thing.
I have no idea what the ad said because nobody has any idea what the ad said.
Okay. The next ad is crazy long. Should I just.
No, you need to do it. It's pretty good.
So the whole thing.
Yeah, do it. It's pretty good.
You may have to abridge a little bit. Yeah. You can edit out.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us the good parts.
Rebecca sent this one in. It's Colorado Sport Horses Eventing Hunter Jumper Dressage Facebook page. Free lease only. Please read all before replying. This is a request for a rider in the Colorado Springs area. The horse shown is a richly storied horse, and a vetted rider will be required to sign a non-disclosure agreement to keep his story and competition schedule confidential. I am not a dressage rider. This horse is. He needs a teammate. No fees, no boarding, show up and ride, but pack a lunch. The Beast, 17-hand OTTB gelding, 7 years old, Oklahoma Sport, a King's Champion, JC Tip Award winner, undefeated in dressage, not kid-friendly, nor is he intro-level challenge. Ground manners are angelic, but the saddle sparks competitive fire.
Okay, let's stop there. First they tell us you need to sign a non-disclosure agreement because apparently we can't let out which horse this is, and then they tell everything the horse has won.
The bad. Under saddle, he's opinionated, boyish, argumentative, ornery, and can feel like a howitzer explosion loosely contained in a horse-shaped canister. He is rusty like a Model T left out in a field. He gets bored with the arena, bored in general, herd sour, currently grumbles at loading, tying can be adventurous, will pinpoint your buttons and drop bombs on them. The good. Stupid talent. Gamer. When the bell rings, the horse flips the kill switch. The wildest colts make the best horses. And he is the beast. That feisty, opinionated mind is a sharply honed blade. Learns faster than you will. Fiercely competitive on the ground. The kindest, loveliest, gentlest, close-talking pocket mastodon ever. Charmingly boyish personality. People lover, dashing good looks. Falls asleep for the farrier, drinks from the hose, occasionally mucks his own stalls, bottomless take of energy, effort, and desire. And finally, one of the most incredible horse stories you'll ever know.
No, you. We won't, because we have to sign a confidentiality agreement.
The rider, Sea Springs area, extensive experience competing, training, and hanging blue ribbons on the wall at higher levels of dressage, hunter jumper, history with and preference for those horses. Athletic, fearless, competitive, gritty, persistent, kind. I don't care race, religion, political affiliation, creed, gender, social, or economic strata, insert discriminating category. I care that your heart matches this horse. I care that you care. I care that you are capable, willing, competitive, and never quit. If you can bring out the best in this horse, then a piece of his story becomes yours. Contact me through messenger.
Very well
that
read.
That required
I feel like
clapping.
I should scream hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, sister.
I'm standing up in my chair. I'm throwing my shoe. Okay?
By the way, all of that was for a free lease. It's a freaking free lease.
Basically, somebody who's like overqualified, come train my horse.
Yeah, yeah, because this horse is just nuts. It won a lot of crap, but I don't know how. It's just nuts. By the way, would you take this horse on?
No, I'm not training somebody else's horse for free. You gotta be crazy.
But it mucks its own stalls. You know how it does that, right? It kicks all the poop out the door.
Because it stall walks.
Exactly. Oh, God. The next one is our trailer of the week. It's a little homemade. I'm not even sure what the wires are that are wrapped around it, but it's a reduced. The whole ad is reduced horse trailer, $450 from Parma. I really want to know what they were asking in the first place. This is your typical two-horse front-rounded trailer like
it's
we see not, a lot?
It's square front.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's kind of squarish.
It's one of the chariot ones, but they have added their own roof.
Oh, I didn't notice that they did a homemade roof job.
Yeah.
Yes.
They made their own.
It looks
roof.
Like they took the tin off the barn and put it on the trailer.
It's one of those corrugated steel things.
Yeah. What? Yeah. And the tires are full. They're not flat. Give them that. And it's sitting on a driveway, not in the middle of a field with grass grown up all around. I give them that.
Are you sure the walls are old wood?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know. What are the wires that are running around the trailer, by the way? Is that the electrical running on the outside of the trailer like that?
I don't really...
The lights that work.
Oh, yeah. They hooked them directly on the outside of the trailer. That's funny. Yeah. I've never
that
seen
way that you can see if the wiring's still good.
Yeah, that's true. It's easy to work on.
What's awesome is that between the plywood, old plywood wall and the corrugated steel top, there's just enough room to get a hoof through there. Just enough room. Perfect. I'm sold. I'm taking it.
That's funny.
Don't laugh.
I know.
Beth sent the next one in.
Sorry for myself.
5-year-old brown gelding clean bill of health. He's ridden my kids. He's very gentle and laid back.
Is that a selling point?
That one snuck up on me. Clean bill of health. He's ridden my kids. He's very gentle and laid back. Good trail horse. He is an alpha male and a leader. I will not ship the horse, nor will I make arrangements either. You come, you see, you decide. Yes, ma'am.
Can you do the next one for me, please?
Last one. Oh, wait, we got it. We'll have another one after this one. Tammy sent this one in. Oh, God bless you. Stop sending these godforsaken sale ads where it's somebody trying to sell a horse, but they're trying not to get booted off Facebook. So they send in the stupid halters for sale or it's a lawnmower or something. I hate these things. Stop it. That said, 5-year-old 16-hand blue halter for sale. Not beginner safe. Atreyu is a very stubborn and disrespectful medicine hat pink gelding. I bought him as a sweet in your pocket, broke to ride. He's not sweet. And I have no idea if he's broke to ride because I can't get on him. He keeps walking away. He stands for saddling and grooming until you get to his feet. He will pick the back up just fine, but he will not pick up the front feet.
That's unusual, actually.
That's his lame, Glenn.
Yeah, that's
lame
what I was thinking.
In the front.
I didn't want to say
doesn't
it.
Doesn't want to pick up one foot because the other foot hurts and doesn't want to pick that one up because the other foot. He's navicular. Okay, he's medicine at pink gelding. He's probably deaf too. After you try and do something else, he will walk away from you. He will not back up whatsoever. He will only load into a stock trailer. I haven't worked with him on loading into any other trailer.
Or doing anything else with him, apparently.
Or doing anything else. He will need feet, vaccines, and teeth done. If you have messaged me earlier, I apologize because it was deleted.
So he needs his feet, vaccines, and teeth done. It doesn't load. It doesn't do anything. Can't get on it. Pretty much this person hates this horse and will not get near it.
This person's just afraid of the horse. It's probably super sweet and well trained, and but like it walks away from the mounting block.
That's it. I'm done. I'm out. Can't have.
I have a client that says every time like the horse does something, it's because he doesn't like her. I'm like, it's not because he doesn't like you. Okay, they don't do that. It's like train your horse.
Well, I can't think of anybody better to end on today than Gemma. Gemma's back with an ad.
Hey everyone, it's Gemma.
Hi,
I finally
Gemma.
Found some time away from my thesis to bring you this gem of an ad.
Ah, bad pun.
ISL horse to ride or train for free. Hello, my name is Jessica. I am 14 years old and extremely passionate about horses, and for years I have been trying to find ways to ride horses. So I started to muck stalls for an hour to get a lesson.
Oh, God.
I did that for almost 4 years, but all the horses were already trained to jump, and I have to do a project where I have to learn to jump a horse. Done that. Laird had to train a horse to jump. Done that. Then I have to actually train a horse to jump. But after I have finished that, I would really love to keep riding your horse. I'm available to ride Tuesday and Thursday from 4 till 7. Please help me out. Text preferred. I'm just going to ask one thing. If you can't even spell or capitalize, why am I going to let you ride and train my horse? Just ask.
Maybe she lives in Colorado and she can go see that other horse.
Maybe she should concentrate on schoolwork and give up the horses for a little while.
You know what you need to do, honey? Pay attention in English.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Learn to spell, maybe. We start with there and then you can have a horse.
Oh, God,
couldn't any 12 to 14-year-old write that ad, though? Really? I mean...
Gemma, I feel like you did your normal voice to do a 12-year-old voice, which also worked.
Exactly. Well, that was fun. Thank you, everybody, for making my ribs hurt today. Appreciate that. We are going to be back on Monday, so we have a show for you then. Don't forget, let's review here. We are giving away 3 of the Heart to Horse boxes, but one of them that we're giving away is the limited edition Noble Outfitters one that's available right now for you to buy as gifts. $140 value. You can buy it for $50, $49.95. Go to statelinetack.com/HRN, statelinetack.com/HRN, and we really appreciate you supporting our sponsors. Well, that's it for today. Thank you. We'll talk to you all again on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Be safe, everybody, and everybody in California and all the snow states right now. We're thinking about you all, so please be safe.
Bay, neuter, yell. Everybody have a good one.